Today is November 12th, 2019. My name is Dylan, and I'm interviewing Francisco at Fratelli's Italian Restaurant in Barboursville, West Virginia, for my first-year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power of value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Cesno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of cooking. Francisco, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. First, I want to ask, how did you get started in this line of work?
The way I started in this line of work was basically, our whole entire family has been in this industry for many years and generations. It started with my father owning small restaurants in Mexico, and my mom just being a wonderful cook that she is. So I think I just wanted to proceed in the cooking aspect of the business between my mom's side and my dad's side of the family. They both own restaurants throughout the United States. That this is essentially what I wanted to do, and I felt like this was my passion for the restaurant industry.
What do you find to be the hardest part of your job?
In this aspect of line of work, I believe that the hardest part is staffing. I'm not gonna say nowadays, but essentially nowadays it's been more difficult than people don't want to work. People think they're entitled to just showing up and getting paid, or just not showing up and still getting paid. So I believe, you know, the whole aspect of bringing customers in, you know, taking care of business, that can be a walk of the park versus staffing, you know, the whole entire restaurant.
What education and experiences were required for you to get to where you are now?
Where I'm at right now, not necessarily that it was required. It was required by my personal experience that I wanted to go to Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena, California. I wanted to take my knowledge of cooking to the next level. I felt like I had already had the sense of seasoning food, making delicious food, but with my aspect of going to culinary school, just stepped it up another notch of properly knowing how to cook certain things, roasting, grilling, breaking down chicken, fish, different animals that has helped my career that I'm in now.
If you could have a restart on your career, would you do it? Why or why not?
This is what I was made to do in this type of line of work, this career. But if I had to, I would choose something else. This particular job is very demanding. It's a 24/7 job. I do love it. I don't, regret any of it. Would I have chosen something more, less of 24/7 work, line of work? I would. But even if I did choose something else, I would give it the 300%, just like I do now.
Do you like where you are now, or do you plan to do more? Why or why not?
I do love where I'm at right now. I actually plan on growing to 10 locations. I'm branching into a different line of restaurants that is not Italian. What I want to be focusing on is a little bit more what's called the taqueria, where they sell tacos, which is less of the staff that is required for this particular business. So hopefully that's where I want to go into pursuing this in the near future. I dream about it every day. I think about it every day. There's nothing that doesn't stop me. I'm trying recipes constantly to just be ready whenever that opportunity comes, and setting my mind to getting there in the 10 locations that I want to get there.
Do you genuinely enjoy what you do? Why or why not?
I really do. Working side by side with Dylan, I think he sees the passion that I have and what I do. I love cooking. I love interacting with customers. I love seeing a full restaurant, happy faces, happy employees. So I truly, like I said before, I believe I have a beautiful passion for this industry that I wouldn't change at all.
What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work? Tell me a story.
So basically, a couple of things, and they might be a little bit different. It started back when I first opened my first restaurant in Galapagos, Tuscany. I was purchasing desserts, pre-made desserts. I was purchasing pre-made soups, delicious, you know, the pre-frozen, the desserts were pre-frozen. The soups were fresh, you know, still nothing wrong with it, but I just believed where I had already had that background of experience of cooking or making delicious food, I started experimenting with making my own desserts, making my own soups, just to even reduce the cost of what I was spending in the purchases. Now we make over $100,000 in desserts in this particular restaurant to supply other restaurants. And then the soups, you know, I can probably say over 50 to 60 gallons of soups that are made weekly here at this particular location. So, you know, that definitely has helped, you know, obviously reduce my food cost. And plus, just presenting to the customer that everything is made in-house just changes the whole entire experience to the restaurant.
Thank you for your time. There's just one question I've left to ask. Would you like to add anything that I haven't asked?
No.
Alrighty. Thank you.